Well, at some point, we just need to come clean and tell him. Because it's only got worse the longer we wait. I know you like sneaking around. But it's more than you just like sneaking around. Come on, be honest. What are you afraid of? I mean, I know what I'm afraid of. He is my best friend. He's not gonna be thrilled. I think mostly because we kept it from him for so long. We should be honest. Because we just should be. Because let's say we don't. Let's say we just say this is something new. There is a pattern of behavior here that if they look back at, they'll be like, oh. And if we don't be honest about it, they'll, you know, there'll always be question marks. And I don't want there to be question marks. Yeah, like if I'm here for the right reason or... Yeah, I mean... I know. Your family's been amazing. They literally took me in. Like, they've been my second home, so I don't want to. Yeah. Now you know. That's what makes all this so hard. I know we're both adults, which means we have to make like adult decisions. I know you don't want to. Part of me doesn't want to either. It is easier to sneak around. I know you're not going to tell him. That's the thing. Like, you've been saying that for, what, months now? You're going to sit him down. You're going to tell him. Well, I told you I would do it. I know you don't want me to. Well, if he reacts that way, he reacts that way. But, I mean, trust me, I know. But he'll burn hot, and then he will cool off like he always does. I would rather deal with him burning hot than have you have to do it. Besides, he's not going to be mad at you. He's going to get mad at me. I don't know. He'll be pissed that I kept the secret, which is why I need to tell him. I know. It's not going to be that bad. I mean, it's going to be not good, but it's worth it. I mean, you're worth it. Because this isn't just a fling. I mean, it hasn't been just a fling. I know you keep thinking that that's all this is going to be. I think we're way past it being a fling. Do you really think this is all this is going to be? I don't believe that. I know you say it first. I don't believe that for a second. Because why didn't you walk away then? I didn't want to walk away. Things I liked you. I did. I just told myself it was an impossibility. Just something that I couldn't pursue. So I didn't. You opened the door, and so I walked in willingly. Ran in. Because I always would have. It's the truth, though. This isn't just some fling for me. You think it's going to get serious? I'm going to run away. When you see me dating other girls and things get serious, and then I get, well, antsy's a kind word for it, but yeah, it's because I know they're not the one, you know, they're not. It's different with you. When I'm with you, I don't know. Yeah, I see a future. I know you do too. Why is that scary? You really think I'm going to break your heart? I don't want to break your heart at all. You're the last person I ever want to hurt. For years, I've seen you date guys who I just have despised. I've absolutely hated. And I couldn't really say anything. Well, I didn't say as much as I would want to, I'll be honest. Trust me, I could have been way more vocal. Not only to you, but to them too. I should have been, honestly. In hindsight. I'm thankful that your brother has always been the kind to step in. He's probably, I mean, which is why I need to talk to him. I just need you to be okay with me talking to him. Because he's your brother. I'm not going to, I'm never going to do anything that you don't want me to do. Yeah, of course. It's your family. I'm not gonna. Which is why I followed your lead. I didn't. Yeah. I know. I don't fault you for it. We both have a tendency to drag our feet. Overthink. And not act. Yeah, we look at a situation and we picture going a million different ways, and instead of going through with it or acting, we just think. And we think and we think and we think, and then, yeah. Yeah, all thought, no action. You don't have to worry about it, I'm gonna handle it. I don't know, me and him are going to go out for lunch. We'll sit down. Yeah, I'll take him there. That's literally his favorite restaurant. Actually, maybe we shouldn't go to his favorite restaurant. Yeah. All right, we'll go there. It's his second favorite. That way we don't ruin his first. No, it'll just be me and him. I mean, you can come if you want to. Do you think that'll be better? Well, what do you want? If you want to come, we can. I don't know why that feels scarier. No, I get it. If you want to, I want you there too. Then we just tell him. Well, once he's okay with it, then we can tell your parents. And yeah. I don't know why this is so stressful. It's definitely been the sneaker. That has been, 90% of it. It'll be okay. Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be hard at first. Yeah, coming clean, answering the questions, all of them. Then afterwards, it'll be easy. Oh, we're definitely going to hear it. And we're going to hear it for a long time. Am I worth that? you're beyond worth it. You really are. Me too. Sorry it took me so long. I should have picked up the sign sooner. Yeah, I should have. No, my bad. Will you ever forgive me? Oh, please try to. Just a little bit of forgiveness. I'm sorry for not asking you out sooner. I should have. How can I make it up to you? I definitely have a couple ideas. Yeah, no one's supposed to go over today, at least. You're like playing with fire. Oh, you're thrill enough for me. Yeah, I don't need anything else to increase the thrill with you. You're wild, you know that. I do like wild. Mm-hmm.